Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke. It's Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. And it says, Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. I think this passage is awesome. It talks a lot about the reliance we need to have on God. So let's look at it again. In the beginning, Jesus summons the 12 and gives them a power and authority over all demons. That's pretty awesome. And to cure diseases and to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, right? So he said, you can heal the sick, cure diseases. You have authority over demons, which is still just unreal. And to proclaim the kingdom of God, right? So he gives us this power and authority to do amazing work. And then he says something that's pretty interesting. He says, take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. So don't take extra stuff for the road. You don't need to take all these things to prepare yourself in this certain way. And as I was reading this and praying about this, something the Lord reminded me of that we say a lot at Damascus is that God doesn't call the equipped, but he equips the called. God doesn't say, who's the most talented person in the world? I want to have them on my team and they'll be my leaders and they'll go change the world. No, God frequently calls men and women who are pretty lowly, pretty underachieving, or pretty just not good at things sometimes, or people who have sinned and fell frequently, just like you and I. Sometimes we don't think we're the best, we're the greatest, or we know or we're aware of our sin and how we're not living up to the standard that Jesus has for us. But he chooses us to do those things anyway. Like Peter, James, and John, these guys weren't the best dudes. They weren't the ones who were like clearly the men who were going to be chosen to follow the Messiah. No, they were men who were broken like us. And Jesus says to them, you go and do these things. You go have power over, you have the authority over demons. Go cure diseases, proclaim the kingdom of God and heal the sick. So it doesn't have anything to do with us being good enough. When it boils down to it, we just aren't good enough to do anything that God calls us to. But the reality is that he's chosen us. The Father has chosen us as sons and daughters. Jesus has chosen us as bride. The Holy Spirit chooses to reside in us. We are selected to be temples of the Holy Spirit, not by our own merit, but because he decides to. So that's where this power and authority comes from, is the choice of God to choose people like you and me. And frequently we can say, well, no, I need that second tunic. I need that money, that money. I need that food. But he's saying, no, will you rely fully on me? Will you actually let me be the source? Will you allow me to lead you? See, so I think so many times we try to evangelize, we try to help our friends and family encounter God, but it doesn't work the best sometimes. Why? I think so frequently it's because we try to figure out our own way. We try to tell the gospel. We try to talk about Jesus in the way that we want or the way that we feel comfortable. We try to read enough books. We try to do enough things to prepare us for that. But the best thing that's going to evangelize anybody is God himself. So will we say, God, I need you in this moment. I actually don't need anything else other than you. You're the only thing that I need. You're the only thing that the person in front of me needs is more of the presence of God, is more of a relationship with you. And when we do that, well, then people will actually be able to encounter him. It's not that money's bad or food's bad or a walking stick is bad, but they become things that we rely on instead of God. So what's something that you are relying on, a way that you're relying on yourself instead of God, that you can just leave in front of him and say, I give that to you, God, and I actually just need you instead? This has been a reflection on the Gospel of Luke with Anthony at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you bless all the people listening. Amen.